Welcome to The Adjacency, a podcast made from recorded phone conversations between me and my buddy Tyson, recapping the podcasts, shows, and cases we all love and obsess over. The views, opinions, and hot fire takes expressed in these recorded conversations are solely that of The Adjacency and should not be taken as factual. These are real conversations between two buddies, nothing more, nothing less. Whether you're a close-minded guilter or a gullible conspiracy theorist, you'll probably love this. However, if you're ultra-sensitive, emotionally involved, or personally attached to the people in this case or show we are covering, you may not want to listen. We hope that this can be the podcast that holds you over until the next episode of Interpopular True Crime Show here. Enjoy.
Calling Tyson.
People pee in other people's pools. People see what other people do and do it too. People look like you. And people look like Mario Van Peebles. People peeping at you through a peephole. Peeping. People on my penis. Probed her at the zenith, so she keep it like a secret.
We didn't have any cameras.
It was just an alarm.
Dude, you still could drink 47 Coors Lights, and then I'd fucking barely crack the door late, and he'd fly out of there in his underwears and beat the fuck out of me. Yeah, dude, that was a fucking human alarm. It was all right. It's hard because it was cool to see a few of the visuals. I like to see fucking what they all look like. I didn't really like the fact that since I listened to that deal twice, I fucking heard all of it before, dude. Yeah, no new info in episode one. That's breaking down the fucking story to everyone that hasn't heard Serial.
Sure.
Maybe introducing Ravia a little bit extra, but I thought the coolest part was that you got to put a fucking face to a name, dude.
You know Ravia and Payne have beef.
I don't keep up with none of that shit.
Podcast Twitter beef, you know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen in these streets, you know what I mean? First of all, I spelled Saeed wrong. I spelled it S-A-Y-E-D.
Saeed. I like that spelling.
Thank you. But it's really S-Y-E-D. There's no A. I added the A for America.
If you would have put, like, S-A-Y-I-D.
It would, like, some couple dots.
I'd have been like,
E.
All right, Saeed.
Add a couple dots over the E.
Maybe one of those weird curved things that they put over letters.
But anyway, I've been saying his name wrong. So have you.
I haven't said anything wrong.
Oh,
I don't know what you mean. I didn't fucking mispronounce or misspell anything. I guess if I would have been the podcast master and had to spell Saeed, yeah, I would have fucked the dog on that. But I don't spell.
That's true. You don't have to spell. School's out for you.
School's out?
What about the guy, the other dirtbag guy that is actually a streaker, that found her?
Was out there doing whirlwinds with his wiener in the forest. He was doing a fucking helicopter with his wiener and balls. And then looked up and went, oh, I knew someone was watching me, but I didn't know they were fucking dead.
So you think that
there's
just
no
coincidence?
Way that fucking janitor drinking fucking full ice 40s. No! He did not kill that girl, dude.
You think it's coincidence that he found her in that park because he had to piss?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
I don't think that the word is coincidence.
The chances of seeing her, it wasn't that long after, bro. This is like a 2 weeks after.
To grab a student out of a school and who cares who it is, go fucking kill him and beat off in the woods? I don't know.
Could be, but I'm just saying the fact that he found her, like, you could, they even show where he found her. You could barely see her, dude. And the fact that
they made it like that, though, dude. They made those pictures super vague.
You think?
I'm here to tell you, dude, I'm a licensed professional now. And I'm here to tell you what happened with the fucking janitor. He has nothing to do with it, dude.
Oh.
No, I think that he got caught up in a he shouldn't have been whacking off in the woods deal. And that's why he's being a weirdo.
Well, he actually acts super normal, drinking
and driving and pull over and fucking tell this wild story. They're going to try to prove, like, why didn't you piss on the side of the road and you walked all the way back? Like, they did that during man.
I just think the chances of him stopping right there a few weeks later and seeing her is very slim. So I think it should be questioned, that's all.
But see, the funny thing about that too, bro, is that listening to the podcast, the janitor never came across as a suspect to me either during the cast. And even more so is that the fucking new boyfriend didn't either. And now I think that the new boyfriend is as sketchy as fucking Adnan.
He's more sketchy in one episode of the HBO special than the whole podcast.
Than Anand was with the whole podcast.
Or that they made Dirtbag Don to be out. I get that.
I fucking dismissed the janitor in the first, but I also dismissed Donnie.
As well.
Donnie Wahlberg had a full ride scholarship to freedom, in my opinion. It was either fucking Ignon or Jay. And after last night, I disagree.
Where are you after one episode?
As far as what I think happened?
Well, let's back up. Who, after listening to the pod before this episode, after listening to Serial twice, what did you think was, who do you think probably did it after listening to it twice?
I think that Jay was the culprit, or the main culprit. Of the people that are talked about, whether Jay did it or one of Jay's homies did it, Jay knows about it, dude.
I think I lean that way, too. Well, when they compared him to Dennis Rodman, I was like, oh, he's for sure guilty.
No, he looks just like a friend of mine, dude. He's got fucking eyebrow piercings and a cheek fucking piercing.
There's always East High School, like, made.
So it's kind of funny because it's the same story about that hippie girl. She's in every high school.
Oh, Crystal Ann, yeah.
Right.
It is.
There, I've humped her, and I've smoked with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed, dude.
I've smoked with Jay. I've smoked with Jay.
And yeah, I watch the people on the internet. I'll be like, this fucking dude knows him. You should start questioning him.
Yo, and
let's put in a refrainer, folks.
When you were saying that you knew her, like, there was people reaching out to me online. They were like, does he live right there? Does he really know her? I was like, nice joking. All right. What? Did you see how trash that courtroom was, though?
Oh, my God.
I was like, is this the real, like, trial? Like, at least Stephen Avery and them, it's like a real courtroom, bro. Like, this was like a, I don't know, it looked like a DMV. They were having...
Well, but why is this video camcorder from fucking, it was the same footage shot from Skimshow handheld at the fucking Willie Mays State Tournament.
They didn't have that technology yet in Baltimore?
No, dude, that was pure 8-bit.
That was 8-bit cynic.
Let's talk about a non-steroid use.
Okay, what do you mean? I haven't you mean in the joint?
Oh, dude, that's a giant, jacked-up fucking Muslim now. When he played for the fighting Baltimore Panthers, that kid was fucking Skeletor.
Yeah, he was a little kid. I'm going to make a prediction about Adnan. Adnan wasn't on the first string, buddy.
Oh, I guarantee you Adnan wasn't on the first string.
he was on the team, you know, high school football.
Adnan was the guy that he was buddies with the fucking starters and shit, but like when it was hitting drill Tuesday.
And he's in the smart club, the magnet school. He's a smart guy.
He looks like he got pads, dude, and I'd fucking rock his world. Just a skinny kid running and his knee pads hang down to his shins.
Another thing that I noted that was weird to me is that, you know, they were covering Haley on the news, and she played high school field hockey. Like, have you ever seen a field hockey team at your high school?
Well, we don't do that here, and that's common back there. But let's also talk about, why did you only play 2 years of each sport? Did you just pick that up as a 16-year-old or what?
Decided one day to go out and field hockey.
How many sports in your career did you play for 2 years? Seriously.
None.
I've got one.
What?
But it was going to let me play soccer from the years... Four to six?
Hold on, buddy.
I played two seasons of soccer before he looked at me with complete disgust and looked at the coach and said, my son will never be back to this.
You know, that after you say that, I thought about how many times I was on a soccer team and how many seasons of soccer I played.
Yeah.
And it was also two.
2 years, you know.
I wasn't on the same team. I played when I was young because my mom made my dad ask me at the breakfast table. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he got mad at me when he asked me if I wanted to play soccer. And I said, yeah. And I played that
you
1 year.
You put this in stone, Jess, that if your son asks you to play soccer, a real dad will look at him in pure disgust. I mean, my dad was so fucking old school that he was like, you know that's a communist sport, right? I'm like, Dad, I don't know what communism is. I'm fucking five.
You're 17.
I'm just trying to run around in the grass. And he was looking at me. He's like, look, next year you get football pads and we're going to get it on.
Yeah, play it real.
I'm like, all right, man, but today I'm eating orange slices and I'm going to fucking run in circles. Back off,
Gosho. For everyone that doesn't know, Ty's dad is Gosho. That's what's cool about this season. Like, there was so many times I wanted to clear things up last year, and I couldn't because you didn't know. Now I can just chime in and be like, yo, this is what he means. The cool thing, though, about watching this is it is nostalgic because they're about the same age as us. Seeing all, like, the stripes, the girls in the striped shirts and the fucking Casey and JoJo and all that. You know, that was,
oh,
like,
dude, did it not? What did you lean over to Victoria whenever that fucking piano dropped? And you were like, I've never found another lover.
Oh, buddy, I looked her deep in the eye when that dropped. And we got, you know, put my hand on top.
You know how many fucking fine young women I've looked at straight in the eyes and ain't nobody finding another brother as precious as me. As precious as me.
Oh my god, dude.
Most people like my father. Oh, dude, I cracked up when that track came on. I was like, oh, shit, what you know about that case?
He was riding up your ass. It's kind of weird. It's kind of awkward.
Well, I kind of think the diary also, I'm going to throw this out there, that the diary is falsified.
Oh, you think they did a few sketches in there?
Well, they throw a few Crayola rainbows and unicorns in there that... That's some made-for-TV action there, bud. I'm just saying. You don't throw a Crayola teal and sky blue color burst around the word Adnan unless it was kind of fucking fake. You know? What is the color burst? Is that like, that's a two-color tie-dye around a word in a letter in junior high?
You said color burst.
So, yeah, had me skeptic in the beginning. I'm like, she didn't write this shit. No way.
No, but what I'm confused about for real is it says Dirtbag Don on a pyramid. She makes a pyramid of Dirtbag Donnie, and at the top is a phone number But then the little brother says we got her diary when she was missing, and we called the number on top of the Don volcano, and he said it was Adnan that answered. I'm confused. I don't remember that shit being in the podcast.
Ooh, now I'm confused too.
Yeah,
let's go over this simple fact too. So when the diary came up, and she was like, "Man, I don't know what it is, you know, but I have these feelings for this other guy," and then she says, "And his name is Don," and then she spelled his last name, and she spelled it right, and that last name is fucked up.
What was it?
Oh, like Kinkilla. Kichiori?
It's like, whoa, his last name points right at him. He did it.
Oh, dude, his last name is so fucking so hard to mistake that I was like, oh, what was that last name? And then in the fucking police report, it was the same name. I was like, fuck, that's wild that you would even know how to pronounce that, much less spell it.
So you had some,
what is this kid from fucking Stamakis, Greece? What is this?
Yeah, she knew.
Uh-huh. You want to throw some March 11th predisposition fucking theories out there?
Yo, the craziest thing about Don that they said, and I don't remember them saying in the podcast, they might have, it's been a couple years, but his mom was his alibi. His mom was his boss.
Yeah. And did you see how that prosecutor looked at the camera and was like, I know, I get it.
Yeah, that's sketch. Hey, Mom, I was at work, remember?
Hey, Mom, you need to let everyone know that we were eating Pizza Hut here.
The break.
Or you'll never see your son again. Oh, dude, if I was young like that and I went and did something crazy, it's hard to put it into perspective, but I would go straight to my mom.
For real?
Fuck yeah. Dude, that's your only chance.
Say, Mom, I'm your alibi.
Say, Mom, I just killed Hayling. Oh, well, then we'll just tell him that you were here eating meatloaf.
People pee in other people's pools. People see what other people do and do it too. People look like you. And people look like Mario Van Peebles. People peeping at you through a peephole.
The Adjacency is recorded by Jesse Record and Tyson. Original music by Dewey Binns. Be sure to join the Adjacency Recap group on Facebook to get involved in this. And follow the Adjacency on Instagram and Twitter.
People lacking proper etiquette and wonder why they asking, what's up with your mans? What's up with humanity? People pulling up and popping slugs and tossing hand grenades. I guess by now we know you talking people. People, that's the root of every evil. People raising other people's people. People on your porch preach and prosper while you chief in Talisi, Miss Parker. People be a trip. People be a trip. So I'm trying to take a trip. So no people left been. Sometimes people they be cooler. Mostly people lack the food. People be a trip. People be a trip. So I'm trying to take a trip. So no people left been. Sometimes people they be cooler. Almost people pee in other people's pool.